got to have quality backups in this league. It's not everybody on offensive line is going to make it 16 weeks in the season. And when you got guys that can step up and fill those roles pretty, you know, seamlessly, then you're going
to
be fine.
Hard, though, if you got three, just like at any spot, if three guys go down out of your starting
Yeah,
five.
I mean, for anybody to have to plug in three new starters on offensive line, it counts. You know, a double move's hard enough, and you put a triple and a quadruple move in to make people, you know, fit, then it's hard for everybody.
Kevin, you got Barat in his 15th year. You're in your 15th year. Carey's in his 14th year. What does it say about guys like you?
Yeah, I think we, other than the fact that we're all getting old and gray and slower and fatter, yeah, I think it speaks for, you know, what we've done to get here. You know, it's been a level of professionalism that's taken us this far, and it's been important to us. And it just goes to show you that, you know, a lot of people want to count you out when you're 30 years old, but a lot of players don't reach their prime until they get that age. And, you know, we longevity, there's something to be said for it. It has to do with consistency and work value and things like that.
You're a big music connoisseur. You remember what the number one hit was back in?
I would have no clue. I'm not really a monk. My music was just to offset the other stuff in here.
Kevin, it's a big week for you guys, isn't it, with their run defense providing, you know, one of the top run defenses in the league. Do you kind of look at that way?
It's always a challenge when you go against the front. The first week was Jacksonville, and we knew they were a tough run team. We did well against them, but each week you got to learn something and get better. You know, this week is a completely different challenge. It's an opponent that we're not used to seeing, one that we probably won't see for another couple of years, and so we just need to go out there and focus on our practice and watch a lot of film and understand what we got before us. And I think if everybody's on the same page and we go out there and work the way we've been doing, we should be okay.
You know, you guys split the season up into quadrants, four-game series. To go through the first one, 4-0, how significant is that?
It's huge, especially you want to have a ride of success before you get to a bye week, and I don't even know when ours is, but we're doing well right now, and I think the biggest importance right now is focusing one week at a time. That's what we've been able to do. We haven't let other things distract us from the job at hand, which is playing football and being prepared on Sundays. And if we can continue to do that, we'll hopefully continue to have some more success.
Is there a pride thing? You know, let's let our backs be the ones over 100 yards, not Peterson.
Well, that doesn't matter. I think the biggest pride factor comes in with a W. And, you know, I think you asked our defense, they're probably disappointed about the amount of yards they gave up last week, but we're even more happier about the win. And it's a team effort. And if our backs can have more than theirs, or, you know, as long as we have one more point than they do, that's all that really matters.